Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour and a half today is J.B. Williams. His website is patriotsunion.org, and he's written a very informative article at News with Views, which we are going through, and the name of that is Why U.S. Children Are Killing, and he has several items that he is discussing that are very very accurate and very incriminating, and certainly just really very troubling. It is very troubling, and you talk about the 61 million people who have been murdered via abortion, and 61 lives. That's incredible. 61.
People sometimes get offended when I say murder, but the definition of murder by law is the taking of an innocent life, not in self-defense, meaning there, right. I had no reason, no right to take it. There were no threat to me,
right,
one way or the other. And it was an innocent life. It wasn't someone who was involved in a criminal act or a capital murder case or any of that. It's the most innocent and defenseless among us. And based on how we treat them, why would we treat anybody else any better? That's really, again, the point.
Great question. Life has been devalued. That one ruling by the Supreme Court has devalued life everywhere.
And, people say it's legal. No, it's not legal. First off, the court's ruling is just a ruling. Secondly, the case wasn't actually about abortion. It was about whether or not the husband had the power over the wife or not. And again, the other side of all these arguments, they always frame things in a lie. Do you support women's rights? Well, of course I support women's rights, but I don't think that a woman's right includes the right to kill her own child. And in fact, we put women in prison for that every day in this country, but only after the child's born. Only after the child's born. But what about, you brought up Scott Peterson. What about Scott Peterson? He killed a child and went to prison before it was born. And so he was convicted of killing a child before it was born. So we seem to want to have our cake and eat it too here, when it comes to equal application of law. And again, there is no equal application of law in anything that is highly politicized. And today, everything is highly politicized. Right. So it's a bizarre, frightening world that we find ourselves in right now. And people ask me all the time, what can I do about it? And the answer I have for you is, by yourself, there's nothing you can do about it, because individually, none of us have the power to change anything beyond what's happening at the most in our own lives. And at some point, once all this gets far enough down the road, we won't even have the power to change our own lives, much less anything else. And so, the first thing, if you're someone who's concerned about what's going on in this country, you can't do anything about any of it unless you're going to gather together with others of like mind and begin to sort your way through, looking for the root cause of issues, looking for the solutions that don't just treat the symptoms, but that can cure the illness. And that's why I wrote this column after 2 years of sitting on the sidelines and not writing any columns. And when it comes to where we're at today in this country, we're experiencing a very deep circumstance of, I think, mental, psychological, and moral illness in this country that if we don't figure out how to deal with it, we're not going to have a country soon, in my opinion.
Indeed. That
you know,
is...
people are very quick to blame politicians, and I like blaming politicians just the same as everybody else. But the fact is, none of those politicians exist without a voter. And so we've got to, once again, the corruption and the criminality in our political systems and in our governments is the result of corruption inside American voters. If American voters were not voting for corruption, we wouldn't have corruption. And the sad truth is half the people doing that don't even know that's what they're doing. But go ahead.
Right. It is a terrible thing that is occurring, and very troubling, as you say. And people are programmed. In fact, there are some people that continue to believe, despite the evidence and despite the lack of evidence, they are stating that a lot of these shootings are hoaxes, and that they were done by crisis actors. And usually that's a product of consensus thinking, where they have listened to someone come out within 12 hours or just a few hours of a mass shooting and saying, oh, these people were just acting, it's a hoax, and it's a crisis actor situation, or it's a drill. Let me tell you, they are not going to have a drill, and I only have studied Sandy Hook. I have not studied in depth the other shootings, but they are not going to do a drill at an elementary school, Sandy Hook Elementary, with elementary children, when there is a great reluctance to do any kind of a drill among high school students, simply for the fact that it is too traumatic. The other thing, too, is that if it were a hoax or a drill, with every commandment or everything that is said, the person participating in the drill has to say, this is only a drill. They also have to get the permission of the children's parents. Now, I can verify for certain that the children involved with the Sandy Hook school shooting their parents would never have signed such an egregious document to put their children through any kind of a drill that was so horrifying and so traumatic. That is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. And people who believe that these events are hoaxes simply are using consensus thinking, or they're simply not thinking at all. That's my rant.
Well, you know, everybody today is familiar with the term fake news. Trump made that a very popular term.
Right.
Popularized term, I should say. And it's true. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, that's why you're doing the show you're doing on the network you're doing it, is because the main quote-unquote news networks are no longer in the news business. They're in the creating tabloid headline businesses, and they're in the business of controlling public sentiment in order to control the direction of the nation. In the sentiments of the voters. And so, the result of fake news in the mainstream has been a plethora of independent networks popping up and websites popping up, everything from the 4chan and 8chan and the QAnon nonsense, and, you know, with 110,000 or 116,000 sealed indictments. Let me tell you, you couldn't prosecute 116,000 people in this country over the next 100 years if your life depended on it. And so if you were interested in prosecuting anyone, you'd have to start with one or two or 10 long before you build a list of 110,000 sealed right. indictments. It's all nonsense. But what's happened right. is fake news in the mainstream has caused people to look to create their own versions of the news. And right. And once again, most of the people are ill-equipped to do that, even if they're well-intended. And most people are not well-intended. They, too, are trying to control the dialogue out there. They're trying to get people to focus on what they want them focused on. When I talk about this, I talk about Mark Levin and his 11 amendments to the Constitution and his Article 5. Mark Levin is well aware. He's no constitutional expert to begin with. But despite not being a constitutional expert or having ever practiced law before in his life, he knows that his book about amending the Constitution through a state convention is false. It's fake. It's not true. It can't be done. Not in a million years could it ever be done. But let's assume he did. Let's assume he was right. Why would anybody bother to try to amend a Constitution that everybody already disregards? It's like painting a room that you're never going to go back into. Why bother?
Right.
And it's ridiculous. And by the way, Mark is not Thomas Jefferson. He's not Adams. He's not George Washington. I would want somebody way above myself, a lot smarter than Mark Levin, if we were going to attempt to amend what the founders created. And in my opinion, we've amended it too many times already. If we're going to do anything to change it, we need to repeal some amendments at this point. But my point in saying all that is this. Why does Mark want people focused on what cannot be done? And the answer should be obvious to people. It's because it will keep you from focusing on that which could be done.
Interesting. Certainly. Yes.
Why do people want to talk about guns? You know, I pulled up for our conversation today, I pulled up FBI statistics on deaths in the United States. And death by firearm is tiny. It's 1/4 suicide of young people. It's 1/4. Okay? It's not even on the radar compared to abortion. And even if you want to dig into gun violence, 70%+ of gun deaths are by a handgun, not by an AR-15 or an AK-47. Less than 2% involve anything like that, any kind of weapon like that. And when somebody says assault weapon, well, I guarantee you the Louisville Slugger I've got out in the garage is an assault weapon, if that's what I want it to be.
Right.
The butcher knife on my kitchen counter is an assault weapon, if that's what I want it to be.
Right.
So let's talk about reality here. Reality is it doesn't matter what mechanism someone chooses to harm themselves or someone else. The real issue is why are they doing it? And I think I discuss reasons in my column, at least in my opinion, from a common sense approach and not some PhD, I almost said mental midget, and I probably should have. Trying to figure out the obvious. The obvious is there's no regard for human life. The obvious is we've been dumbed down and drugged up. The obvious is we've been training kids to kill in simulated circumstances by the television screen and the movie screen and the gaming screens for decades now. And all of a sudden, 46 years later, we're shocked that they are out there killing each other and themselves. How in the world could we be shocked by that outcome?
Yes. Actually, the figures show, too, that you're more apt to be killed by allopathic medicine than you are by a handgun.
That's true. The fact is, doctors in the United States kill more people by far than guns do. So are we going to outlaw doctors?
Right. Exactly. And and just the programming, it has not been. It's been very incremental. That they went from Father Knows Best and some of those earlier programs where the person where the man of the family was the man of the family. He wasn't autocrat. He had a certain purpose and a certain function. And now I note that the commercials often show the man doing the laundry, and I'm thinking, what the heck? They're really trying to promote something here. The commercials especially are so telling. They're promoting things that were just not even talked about before. Promoting dating sites where men can meet men and or women can meet women. So that if we go back to your original premise that the basic unit of society is under attack, you're absolutely correct in that regard. Absolutely. And the TV
and,
news,
years ago,
go ahead.
25 years ago, when I used to say this, callers would call in screaming at me on the phone, females. But today, when I say this in an interview somewhere, they go, "You're absolutely right." And what I used to say, and I still say the same thing, okay? And I'm married with children. I told you what kind of home I grew up in at the beginning of the show. When I first heard women wanted to be equal to men, I laughed. I absolutely laughed about it. And then I realized they were serious, and I found it to be quite troubling and sad, because the truth is, in order for a woman to be equal to a man, you would have to lower yourselves to our level. You would have to lower yourselves to be equal to a man in this world. What was a man's job? Hunter and gatherer. Hunter and gatherer, that's it. Sire, hunter, gatherer, that's our job. What was a woman's job? To raise the next generation of decent human beings. Is there a more important job on the planet than that one?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But in order to be equal to a man, you're going to have to lower yourselves to get to where we're at. You don't go up to get to us. You have to come down to get to us. And 25 years ago, when I first started saying that, I'd have callers call in, females mad at me for saying that because they thought I was insulting them. Well, I am insulting you in a way. If you're stupid enough to think you want to be equal to me, then you're not too bright. You have to come down to get to me.
You have to come down. You're talking about the mainstream media, and it's also very important that we recognize that in the so-called alternative, quote-unquote, alternative media, that there are people who are promoting fake news and fake stories and providing just such poor evidence because there's consensus thinking among the population. Loners, critical thinkers in a classroom are not going to raise their hand and be out of sync with the other people in that classroom. Consensus thinking is, it's a herd mentality, and people don't want to be different. They want to go along with what other people who are just as stupid as they are just as ignorant as they are, and not raise any questions. And so a lot of people in the there are people in the alternative media who are really promoting fake news as well as in the so-called mainstream.
That's absolutely a fact. And people, again, and again, one of the references that sometimes people take offense to is when I say the nation has been Pavlov trained. Pavlov was famous for his studies in animal behavior and in dog training and developing dog training techniques You roll over, you get a treat. You sit, when I say sit, you get a treat. Well, the Americans and the people act exactly in the same way they've been
Pavlov trained.
Exactly in the same way.
Perfect example. We will be right back with our guest.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back with our first guest today, J.B. Williams. And you've defined the problem, and you've also given some solutions, which is great.
Well, you know, every solution, every problem begins with the people, and so does every solution. Let me put it that way. None of the problems we see today would exist if the people didn't allow them to exist. And if inaction, which I believe is the case, is the biggest culprit. Inaction over many years by the American people is what created this problem. If inaction is the problem, then action is the solution. But you can't just act by yourself. By yourself, you, me, no one has that kind of power. You have to gather together with others of like mind. You have to dig to the root cause of something, and you have to work together to address it at the root cause. don't treat symptoms, treat illnesses. And we have a lot of illnesses in this country right now, and they all exist out of apathy largely. There's a lot of people in this country who want to see it all fixed, but they're hoping somebody else will do the fixing. And that's not how you fix things.
Exactly. You have to take an interest in what's going on. And so often, I know this is a kind of a cop-out, but parents are not devoting the parenting time to their children as they used to, or they have not prepared, they don't have a grandfather that is stepping in. My grandmother lived across the street from us and down half a block when I was growing up. My other grandparents took interest in me and their grandchildren. And now you don't have the interaction between family members that you used to have. People are stepping outside of their own families and developing social contacts through the social media, which is a totally false. People are not going to post their failures in social media. They're going to post their successes. It's an unrealistic society that we are living in when you think you can have a new friend simply because you say, select this new friend because this friend knows another friend who knows another friend. No, you need family. You need the family unit to act and function as a family unit. You need a father and a mother. And certainly there are cases of divorce, which is also very more common than it should be. People are not working out their difficulties. Instead, they're escaping them because it's been promoted. Go ahead.
You know, again, what does divorce teach the children in a divorce situation? It teaches the children immediately when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. In other words, out the door. They don't sit and figure it out. And
right.
So that's what the child learns from that and from that circumstance. And so you're absolutely right. And, you know, my kids are grown now. My daughter is a teacher, and she was over at the house the other day, and we were talking about her kids. And I said, you know, I was very proud of how she handles her kids. In fact, her parents are extremely proud of how she handles their kids. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, between growing up, your friends' influences, school's influences, church's influences, television's influences, everything that went on in your lives growing up in my home, in my wife and I's home, what do you think was the single most positive impact in your life out of all the different influences? And she thought about it for a minute, and she said, the kitchen table.
Yes, the kitchen table was a place together. Yes.
And
it
one thing, you know, we're all busy people. I mean, ever since they, you know, started taxing you into poverty in this country, every home needs a two-income household now, pretty much. So we're all busy people, but we can never be too busy for our kids. One thing that my wife and I focused on was we made it a mandatory that we'd be together for dinner and evening, even if it had to be 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, by the time we could actually sit down together.
That's wonderful.
And we made that mandatory. And the payoff came 25 years later when you're watching what's coming out of your own kids. And you go, yes, that I'm proud of. Where'd you get that from? And they say the kitchen table. They didn't get it from church. They didn't get it from school. They didn't get it from their friends or their friends' parents or any other influence, television or anything else. They got it from the kitchen table. And families, if they want to raise good human beings and good citizens in this country, they're going to have to do it at the kitchen table. They cannot rely on anybody else to do it anywhere else.
Right. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the program today. And I thank you for writing this article and for visiting with us today. Thank you so much. Take care.
It's been a real pleasure, Dina. Take care, dear.
All righty. Bye-bye. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back, and our second guest today is Drew, and we are going to be talking about some experiences that he has had that have been very interesting and have given him a new lease on the health situation that he has been experiencing. And so welcome to the program, Drew. Are we there or no? Okay, so he's on the call. Right. But we don't hear him. And I'm not sure why. I don't know. I don't know why we're not hearing him. Okay. Drew has had some very interesting health situations that we have discussed over the past year or so. And I've had the opportunity also during that same period of time of studying Reiki. And this was a result of my own health experiences, wherein I had some very serious problems. They weren't something that came upon me overnight or something like that. It was something that had been building up for some time. And I found myself in a very dangerous situation. And I thought, I really do need to take responsibility for my own health. I need to learn what I can do to alleviate the situation that I am in. And so, well, I was actually in the hospital in June of 2018. It was a life and death situation. And before I even left the hospital, I had a good friend come over to the house and get my iPad that had a book on it that had been recommended to me by a friend in the Netherlands. And she told me about this book about 6 months before my hospitalization. And like I did download it, and but I didn't read it. It really isn't. It isn't great if you have books that you don't read. All they do is take up room on your shelf, as well as on your iPad. And so while I was in the hospital, I read that book, and I thought, okay, I have to alter the way that I breathe. I have been a mouth breather for probably most of my life. Now, you have your mouth has a function and your nose has a function. You are supposed to eat with your mouth and breathe with your nose. You do not eat through your nose and you do not breathe through your mouth. Your nose has the filters necessary to filter out dirt and toxins in the environment. Your mouth does not have any such filtering system. If you are breathing through your mouth, whatever you breathe in, you are going to not have it filtered. It's going to go straight into your lungs, and you are going to have a lung problem. You are not going to be able to, that you're not going to be able to fix. You're going to have to fix what is causing that lung problem. And so before I even came home, I started with Buteyko breathing method. And I decided that I needed to, well, when I got out of the hospital, I was there for a week. I was on my lung actually collapsed. I had pneumonia. I had a collapsed lung. I had anemia. I had what is called caretaker burnout, which has nothing to do with my daughter, Rebecca. The greatest joy that I've had over the past several months was spending time with my wonderful, wonderful daughter. She was not the reason I had caretaker burnout. It was associated with another situation. And anyway, I had pneumonia, anemia, IBS, you name it, I had it. And so the minute I got home from the hospital, I started a new life. I started doing things differently. And since then, I became a Reiki master. I took EFT classes, emotional freedom technique classes. I took the Dr. Joe Dispenza's class online. I did a whole lot of things. I took responsibility for my health. And that is what we need to do, rather than hand it over to have somebody else fix us. I'm not saying that you can't get other people to help you, but you need to decide how you're going to do it, whether you're going to do it in a natural way or allopathically. And I believe in energy medicine. I'm now currently taking an energy medicine class, which I love, and which I interviewed one of my fellow students a couple of weeks ago, and it was wonderful. Okay, we have our guest, Drew. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, Deanna.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little bit flustered in the fact that my Skype worked fine about 2 hours ago, and now it's not working at all. Anyway.
It's okay. We have these little quirks sometimes that happen unexpected, but our producer's so good, he can take care of all this stuff, and that's why he's really great. I just so appreciate.
And very good, yeah.
He is terrific. He's always there. He always fixes things. He adds relevant comments. He is just wonderful to work with. So, anyway, you have had some health issues that have really been pretty devastating, and that I would like you to talk about and tell us your thoughts and what you have learned as a result of your own and others' investigation, and because of your own, well, you've investigated it. You haven't handed your health problem to somebody else and say, here, fix me. I need fixing. So.
Okay, well, it's a very long story. And can I start up by saying that I've got a mouth speech impediment, so if there are any pregnant pauses, it's not that I'm slow. I'm just searching for a word.
Okay. That's okay.
Last January, I was very dizzy, and I lost about 35 pounds and went to emergency, and they told me that I only weighed 110 pounds. I was really freaked out by that, so it started a very long journey. I had CT scans and bone scans, and they never did find what my weight loss issues were, but they noticed that my PSA was high, and they did a biopsy, which was just terrible. And they said, you have prostate cancer. And of course, when they tell you that terrible word, which is just full of black magic, you go, whoa, my life is over. I've got to get this thing out of me. There's something that's eating me alive. And it's a very, very difficult situation when you're in at the hospital or the doctor's office, and they're telling you that they're not going to live, and you've got to have it taken out, and you're significant others there, and there's pressure there, so it's just your life sort of comes to an end for a little while. But thanks to you, I remember very early on you told me that there was a very long story to prostate cancer, and I needed to do research on it, so I went back to your show that you did with Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and she did an incredible show on prostate cancer, and that led me down a very long journey of finding out more than the doctors knew, which is a lot. Like, I have seen, with my prostate problems over the years, I've probably seen 17 different urologists, And I can honestly say every single time I've known way more than the doctor has.
Wow.
But, you know, they've got their standard of care, and that's all they think about. And in a lot of cases, like, they're surgeons, and they don't get paid unless they do surgery. So.
Right. And they also have a standard of care that was set up by just four entities, and as long as they stay within that standard of care, they retain their medical license. And Dr. Daniels, unfortunately, lost hers, or perhaps fortunately, lost hers, because she went outside that standard of care. She stopped prescribing dangerous drugs for her patients. She started writing things down on her script pad, her prescription pad, recipes and certain herbs and spices and things that her patient could use instead of the prescriptions. And so she was not being compliant to the standard of care or miscare that is currently being used. And so she lost her license, and unfortunately some other things happened to her because she was attempting to make her community more self-help. She was encouraging people to clean up their yards and to do all kinds of other things that would have made them happier, more productive, and just better citizens within the community. And that didn't sit well with some of the folks in outside the community who were really really exploiting this community that she lived in. And I think there are many communities that have been exploited and used for a different agenda than we really can see, where they bring in drugs and bring in violence and bring in abortion clinics and all kinds of things to really break up the family and other things. So you did some investigation on your own, and it's paid off.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm seeing a naturopath now.
Wonderful.
For the weight loss issues. But in Canada here now, they got the naturopaths so tied up in the system that they can't tell you, don't listen to what your doctor says, or don't take medicines, or she'll lose her license. It's a
right
closed-loop system. There's zero feedback.
Right. Yeah, the system is in place, and certainly we've all been pre-programmed to accept incrementally a program that is really destructive to our health rather than productive. And I know how getting a cancer diagnosis can cast fear into your heart, that you feel that you have to do something immediately because you're afraid. And you want to take care of it and get rid of it. And I know this from my daughter's experience. And she's no longer with us here in this dimension. She transitioned, and but she's still around. She just in a different place. And
you never leave, no?
Yes, I feel her presence very often.
Yeah, and also very early on, you started giving me long-distance Reiki treatments, and let me tell you that Dan is one of the most caring, generous people that I have ever met, and those Reiki treatments really helped me.
Well, Reiki is very interesting, and energy is Reiki uses energy, and energy is all around us. We are all latticework of energy, and energy can go anywhere, just as radio waves go anywhere. And so, since you don't live locally. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll talk more about energy and how it works. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest, the last half of the program today, is Drew, and we are talking about energy medicine. We're talking about what he has done in order to address the issues that he had, and oftentimes we wait until we're ill before we start thinking about illness, and it's really important to think about these things before. But as I was talking about, he brought up the Reiki, and I took a couple of Reiki master classes, and so I was attuned twice. And energy is like radio waves. You can send it anywhere. It's your intentions. It's your it's where you intend to send it. And since we don't live in the same location, then I had some Reiki sessions with Drew and with Rebecca, and the way that it works and the way that I used it is that I have a this is going to sound kind of strange, I have a teddy bear that I made, so it has some personal, I made it, I stuffed it, it's been in my living room for quite some time, and I use that as my surrogate. And so I would start a Reiki session. The recipients would be laying down and just relaxing. Also did it with my good friend Mark in Florida. There were sometimes two or three people, four people that were in, that I was applying Reiki to. And I would go through all of the hand positions where you put your hands in certain positions. I would use the teddy bear as my surrogate and place my hands. And I would prepare myself before I did this. I would meditate, have some very, very quiet time, get my, just go deep within and calm myself and be as in tune as I possibly could. And as I was going through the Reiki or Reiki, I would dedicate it to them. They were recipients. They felt it many times. They would just fall asleep at the end. They would be very relaxed. I would open it with certain procedures. It was just a wonderful experience. And at the end of each, we'll pick this up on the other side. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.